Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Boy, we're talking about More Than Money the past couple of weeks because we've got this little event coming up Tuesday,
yeah.
Monday, when we're voting. And we've got to choose. We got to choose which party's going to take us for the next ride.
That's right.
And last week we had the Green Party.
We had the
Liberal Party on.
Unfortunately, the NDPs are not on today's show. So, but we are happy to have Greg McLean, Conservative Party candidate for Calgary Centre, on the show because we wanted to hear from every single party, their platform.
Yep.
We wanted to see how their views impact. The crowd, 50 plus, basically people transitioning to retirement or living in retirement, and get a better understanding of what their platform is.
Yeah, Greg, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking some time.
Well, thank you.
I know it's a busy time for you, with a couple of days to go here. So we do appreciate you taking the time for us, and we'll want to get sort of right into it. We're interested in the Conservatives' platform, and specifically if you can talk to sort of old, the transition, the people that are the baby boomers, right? People transitioning to or moving into retirement. They've got all kinds of concerns about what's happening in the economy and interest rates and all of those different things. But maybe you can give us a bit of a summary as to the Conservative Party's platform with respect to that demographic.
Yeah, you were talking about the demographic that's still earning an income here at this point, are we?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So the big thing we put on the table here and, you know, was the universal tax cut that happened early in the campaign to drop the base level of tax down from 15% to 13.75%. And that, of course, means you do the math, about $440 for an individual, $850 for a couple across the board, more money they'll keep in their jeans at the end of the day. But that's only part of the equation because, you know, there's both income and there's outgo. And the problem over the last 4 years has been an increased outgo without a requisite income increase across the country. So 80% of Canadians are paying more in tax now, middle class Canadians, that is. And yet there is a whole bunch of extra costs, primarily tax costs. You take a look at what's going on here. You know, the cost of food, for instance, in Canada increased by 4% in the last year, whereas it increased by 1% in the United States. And what causes that is, you know, things like the carbon tax. And the carbon tax is an added burden on the distribution of food across Canada. So there's all kinds of extra costs being built into what we do here, and those costs are a function of government. I don't know about you guys, but I imagine your listeners that are 50 plus all have real estate in town here, and they've all watched their real estate take a hit. And at the same time, our municipal taxes go up. And I know you might not think that that's part of the federal government's problem, but in fact it is. The federal government's treatment of Alberta and Alberta's industries has caused a sucking out of the occupancy of the buildings downtown, and the city has had to obviously replace that revenue they used to get from a downtown office tax base and spill it out across the rest of the city, including in business taxes in other parts of the city. Some businessmen have had a triple of their actual municipal taxes paid, but they've also had to increase municipal taxes on houses. So there's more taxes being paid, obviously less money in people's jeans at the end of the day. And you pile that on top of that, the fact that our properties are going down in value. Taxes are going up and our assets are actually going down in value. This isn't a scenario that can continue to sustain itself going forward. And these are things that I think you guys have to probably deal with on a daily basis with your clients on how we deal with this. So the first thing, of course, is that universal tax cut.
Greg, I want to jump in there if I can. Yeah. Just what we've heard on the campaign from pretty much all the leaders is ways they're going to be able to save people money on taxes or talk about the environment. What I have not heard, and maybe it's just me, is what are they doing to increase jobs, increase the longevity of people's income? And what I mean by that is we've got people over the age of 50 in this province who are very scared of losing their jobs because of the economic turndown in this province. And now they're saying, well, I'm in my peak earning years. If I lose my job, what's going to happen to my future? I don't want to depend on the government for my lifestyle in the future or for my needs in the future. So give me some sense of security. So I haven't heard it from any leader of what they're going to do to bring more jobs to specifically Alberta. We'll start there, but also for the entire country. And then what can they do to help this demographic to feel more secure that their employment is there for the next 10, 15, 20 years?
Well, good. Yeah. And pardon me, but this last 4 years has been brutal to the economy here in Alberta, and I look at it as a policy engineer downturn. We have a lack of pipelines getting our resource to market, and I think you guys know this pretty well. Yeah. We have curtailments in Alberta on our oil production, so there's been a whole bunch of job layoffs, job changes that have happened here, and say the reason our property values are going down is because there's less demand for property, and you know, obviously resale values have suffered. The people's ability to make a living in Calgary is suffering because of what's happened in the oil and gas industry, and has its spillovers across the rest of the economy. Once we get pipelines built in Alberta, and that's environmentally more friendly than the alternative we're going through right now, and environmentally friendly for the world if we get more of our resource offshore as well. But I'm not going to dwell on that at this point in time because I don't think it's part of our conversation here today. But if you want to have that conversation, I'll have it at a future time. We need to get this pipeline built because it does represent an economy here that has built up over the years and has represented prosperity for Albertans and Canadians for about two decades now. So this policy engineered downturn of actually holding back pipeline development and getting our resource to market has really hurt this city. We need to fix that. And we're committed to fixing that and getting a path to progress on this very quickly so that pipelines will get our resources to market, and that will be reflected in employment gains in Calgary and obviously resource revenues for the province in Alberta, so we can continue to sustain our lifestyle going forward, which includes our healthcare. And I know that you know, we do have a good healthcare system here, but it's going to have to continue to sustain itself. We can't continue to run deficits the way we are right now because it's just going to lead to taxation down the road. Anybody that thinks you can run a $27 billion deficit today and not increase taxes tomorrow to pay the interest and the principal on that is living in dreamland. This is spending today that you're just going to have to pay back tomorrow. So those things are things that are on the horizon that need to be addressed right away. But back to your question about how we get employment back in Calgary and in Alberta and translate that to what it means across the country is step one, get a pipeline built. Step two, get another pipeline built and get our resources to market offshore in particular, because we do need to diversify our customer base for our main resource here. That will lead to prosperity in Calgary, so people will continue to make a good living here. And we can talk about the last 4 years, how many people have been laid off in Alberta and the energy economy. It's been obscene. And as I say, it's a policy-directed downturn. The government has been obtuse to, you know, 180,000 jobs across the energy industry in Canada that are, you know, failing on their mortgages. You know, they're getting divorced. Some, you know, drastic actions like sort of suicides in this sector. These are things that you don't want as your outcomes for a prosperous economy. So let's get back on track right away. Let's make sure that people have been trained to do what we do so well in Alberta, get that chance to do it again. Step one.
Greg, yeah, that's great. We've got maybe a minute or less here, and I'm just – so let's summarize it. Through proper policy engineering, conservative policy engineering, give us a sense of how quickly we can reverse course and put people back to work here in Alberta.
Yeah, the pipeline's going to take time to build. Let's accept that. There's going to be some construction jobs associated with the pipelines, but those are going to mostly be in BC. We have to get you know, that supply back online here, but we have to get an environment that works here for people again. And I've been told, you know, by people, you know, I work in the financial industry as well.
Yep.
You know, that people I know in the institutional part of the business have said that the investment is ready to come in once they understand that there will be clarity of outcome of what the government is doing here going forward. You're not going to have people invest in this economy and start building things for the future so they get a return on it until they get that clarity. That clarity is not there right now. You've seen money flee Alberta by the tens of billions of dollars. Yep. And flee Canada over the last 4 years. Again, it's not something that we can sustain in this economy. And by the way, that's not just foreign money fleeing Alberta. That's also Canadian money.
Oh, yeah.
There's Canadian pension money that is looking for opportunities elsewhere because they don't see the opportunities in Canada.
We got to leave it there. It's a giant topic, but thank you very much. We know you're in the throes of the, you know, the last days here. We appreciate your time today, Greg.
Well, guys, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We've been joined by Greg McLean, Conservative Party candidate, Calgary Centre. My friend, we've, no matter what the political environment is, we've got people that are retiring for 30, 35, 40 years.
Correct.
And you got to sustain a lifestyle through all the ups and downs of whatever it may bring. And we're going to talk about how to do that at our upcoming seminar.
That's right. On Tuesday, October 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn, ironically, the day after the election.
Yep.
We're going to talk about what's the impact and what's the strategy you can use to bulletproof your retirement after this election. You need to reserve your seats, though. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right, don't forget to vote. Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada.